차셔너 이것의 우
Welcome back to 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. If you've been listening to the first hour, you know that this is a repeat of a broadcast that I did, a special two-hour Rosh Hashanah special, going back to September 16th, 1990, 22 years ago. Wow, 22 years ago, yes. So this is September 10th, 2012. This is show number 168. Show number 168. The opening of the second hour will be a Devar Torah from Rabbi Sholem Gordon of blessed memory. Those of you who recall my program of the 80s and the early 90s, remember that Rabbi Sholem Gordon of New Jersey, Newark and Maplewood, New Jersey, gave a Devar Torah every week on my program. And that is what you'll be hearing, and then we'll get right to the davening. So again, this is September 10th, 2012, and we're going back to September 16th, 1990.
Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening, Charlie. On Rosh Hashanah, we commemorate the birthday of man. The creation of the world took 6 days. Creation started on the 25th of Elul and ended on the 1st of Tishrei when Adam was created. It is remarkable, therefore, to note that the anniversary of creation, Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of the year, was ordained by our Torah to be celebrated on the first day of Tishrei. In other words, the anniversary of creation is reckoned not according to the first day, but according to the sixth day, the birthday of Adam. The significance of the sixth day, the birthday of Adam, does not lie in the fact that another new creature was added to creation. Even if this creature was one plane higher than the rest of the animal kingdom, as the animal is higher than plant life, and plants are higher than minerals. The significance lies in that the new creature, Adam, and also Eve, were qualitatively different than others. It was man who first recognized the Creator. As the Medrash relates, on the day he was created, Adam was approached by all the animals who bowed to him in the mistaken belief that he, Adam, had created them. Adam said to them, "Do you think it is I who created you? Come, let us worship, bow down, and kneel before God our Maker." Thus it was Adam who brought to fulfillment God's ultimate purpose in creating the world, that the entire creation come to recognize and praise the Almighty. The prime distinguishing feature which sets man apart from all other creatures is the free choice of action which God gave him. Unlike the animals who blindly follow their inborn instincts, the human has complete free will, which he can use for either of two purposes. He may, God forbid, choose the path of self-destruction and the destruction of everything around him, or he can choose the right way of life, the way of Torah and mitzvos. Only by choosing the latter path can he elevate himself and, like Adam, elevate the rest of creation to the highest possible degree of perfection. Such is man's birthright, such is his choice. It is somewhat difficult for an individual to picture oneself as holding such tremendous powers of building and destruction in his grasp. Yet we have seen to our sorrow what enormous powers of destruction lie within even a small quantity of matter. when its inherent or nuclear energy is released, if such power is concealed in a small quantity of matter for destructive purposes, in denial of the design and purpose of creation, how much greater must be the latent creative power available to every individual who tries to work in harmony with the divine purpose. We have indeed been granted special abilities and opportunities to attain the goal for which we were created, namely, to bring the world to a state in which, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, each creature shall recognize that you did create him, and every breathing soul shall declare, God, the God of Israel, is king, and his reign is supreme over all. Thank you, and Aksiru Vachsime Tova to all of you.
Thank you, Rabbi. That was Rabbi Shulam Gordon of Congregation Avat Zion at 421 Borden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey, with his weekly commentary. Back now to the second hour of our cantorial special for Rosh Hashanah. Our next selection will be, appropriately, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. It will be sung by Moshe Oysher.
Oh,
Moshe Oysher with Hayom Haras Olam. Following that is Areshes Sifoseno. It will be sung by Pierre Pinchik. Pierre Pinchik with Areshes Sifoseno. We now come to the Zichronos section and begin with Label Waldman with Va'al Hamadinos Bo Ye Omer. Regarding countries, it is said on this day which is destined for the sword and which for peace, which for hunger and which for abundance.
Boye Yuner, Bol ye yomer, ey zoyn la cherel, ye zoyn la shulayim, ey zoyn la roav, ye zoyn la soyvav.
Serei
Asherei Shelo Yishkocheko
Shelo Yishkocheko
O Ben Aron
Ben Aron Yisam Meta
Yisam
That was Label Waldman together with the Oscar Julius Quartet. We'll next hear David Kusevitsky with Va'al Yedei Haloch V'Korosor Be'ozne Yerushalayim Le'mor. David Kusevitsky. We'll conclude the Zichrono section with Moshe Stern singing Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu zochreinu v'zikaron tov l'fornecha.
Oh, was for me?
Was Moshe Stern. Now to the Shofros section with Moshe Gonchar singing Ator Niglesor.
Grande quando vai la cosa mi pone fa furia felicis ogni meco e i galei sono le che era al hacinda prima di me l'anno fuera uomini Vot es mi jene, sei kui nepa, mina bevois pocheta, mina bevois eis. Deco eras, uvro aki, malve mi greso, uveco Venemmo, venemmo, de folle envoyée. Est-ce que l'œil est un rapide? Est-ce que la chair fonde? Est-ce que la chair fonde?
Moshe Gontchov with Atoni Glazer. We conclude the show for us with Yossel Rosenblatt singing Elo Keinu Velekei Avoteinu Tekar B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu.
Shekhod Shekhod Shalom Aleichem. V'hayu luchem lezikaron lifnei Eloikeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeinu. Yaakov shomea kol shofar u'mazin.
Yisro Rosenblatt. Following Modim, we come to Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamecha. Let's hear Moshe Kusevitzky. Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamecha, our Father, our King, remember your compassion and suppress your anger. Moshe Kusevitsky, Avinu Malkeinu Zechor Racha Mecha. Following the Birkas Kohanim inserted into the Bracha of Sim Shalom, we come to Hayom Ta'am Seinu, which will be sung by David Reitman.
Oh, Oh,
That was David Kusevitsky with Kaddish Shalem, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of a special Rosh Hashanah program. Again, this was first aired in 1990, 22 years ago, and this is for our 168th show, my goodness, of September 10th, 2012. Thank you so much for joining with me. Remember, you know how to reach me. It's cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. I wish you all a ksiva v'chatima tova, and no program next week, but we'll have a special Yom Kippur program for the following week. Shalom, everyone. מי יחיה ומי ימות מי יעושר ומי יעוני מי ישפל ומי ירום ותשובה ותפילה Dakar